Good morning, Gemora Dumelang. How are you doing?
Yeah, no, I'm great. I'm happy it's Friday.
It makes two of us.
Boring. I mean, isn't that what I always say?
Yes.
Yeah, but on a more serious note, so what has been trending, particularly in the US, is this very graphic video that's been shared and gone viral on Twitter that took place in Buffalo City, which is one of the biggest cities in the New York state. And basically, it shows the cops standing on the steps of City Hall, and this older man walking up to them. You don't know what he says, and basically they push him. He falls over. He's absolutely, like, seemingly unconscious. Blood is coming from his ears. One of the cops tries to help him, and another cop pushes him forward and sit, like, as if to say, "No, don't help him," and they walk on. He's in hospital in critical but stable condition. Let's just listen to a clip. Just to hear, you can already, there are no other people around, it's just the cops and this man.
He is bleeding!
He's bleeding out of his ear! Get him better!
Back up. Get off the steps. Let's go. Get back.
You better get an ambulance for him.
He's there. We have a EMT on scene.
Okay, so you can actually hear people saying he's bleeding from his ears, get a medic. I mean, just to say, he's an elderly white man. He's 75 years old.
That's
I mean, that's
disgusting.
not the, but it just, he's not, he's got a mask on. He seemed to be just querying something. Apparently, it was literally just after 8, which is after their curfew. But as somebody said, who cares if it was a few minutes after curfew? Because someone had written there, it was after curfew. Who does that? What justifies you pushing over this man who was absolutely doing nothing? If you watch the video, anyway, the cops have been suspended. And it's just, I don't know, it's just, to me, it's a mindset that is
It's a
so
culture problem
ingrained.
within
Exactly, I was about to say that, yes.
it
It's
is a
cop
culture problem.
culture.
Yeah, and not
And I know
all
they're good cops. Yeah.
exactly. Not all police officers are the same.
And you know what's sad is that in Buffalo City, there'd been some incredibly peaceful protests. And in fact, it was one of the cities that had those amazing videos and photos of police officers taking the knee and actually
Yes.
standing with protesters, which I still get goosebumps when I say that.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
find it so moving. Then this happens.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay,
So
ay, ay.
that's what's doing the rounds. And in fact, the sort of like trending top hashtags are bleeding. He's 75, and Officer Togolsky, which is the name of the cop that has been suspended.
What
Then
a...
moving on to a
Oh.
happier, if you can call it that, sort of protest story in Portland, Oregon, which I don't know. I mean, Portland is like this, the capital of hipster kind of craft
Yep.
coffee and other hippie culture. And there's in the protests, they've been very peaceful there. And there's a llama. Sorry, my dogs are barking.
That's fine. Annika Larson has them on
She's,
TV.
I know, and I
Don't
know,
worry
and
about it. You make your dog a feature on the show, man. Come
yes,
on.
Jimmy and Bob, shush. Anyway, there's a llama who has his own Twitter page. He's named Caesar, and he calls himself the No Drama Llama. And he's become a symbol of a positive role model for peaceful protests in Portland, Oregon. He goes along on the protests, and me and animals, I mean, it's just very adorable. He trots along as llamas do, and everybody walks along with him. And he's owned by Larry McCool from the Mystic Llama Farm in Portland. And he's become, in fact, on his Twitter bio, he says, "Therapy, charity, hashtag llama activist, protecting and promoting civil rights for all." And on his page, he answers people's questions.
That's very interesting indeed,
Yes.
Barbara.
Then finally, can I just mention that the UK have released a regulation? I mean, we think ours are stupid. And we've obviously been up in arms over the clothing ones and other things. They've now said 10 weeks into lockdown that you cannot have sex with anyone that does not live in your household. So that's the implication.
So
Well,
you
they've
can
said.
see, so you can have extramarital sex.
Oh, no, you
Is that
can't.
what they're
No.
saying? I mean,
So
really?
Harvard have released a study saying that couples who are not quarantining together should wear face masks during sex to prevent the spread of coronavirus.
But I thought that you can spread it through bodily fluids.
Well, I think, you know, they're saying if you're going to kiss, then wear a mask.
Well, you have to wear two masks then. Okay.
I'm just not even going to click this further. But of course, the British people are like mocking and laughing about the fact that they're now not allowed they're calling it hashtag sex ban. Which I don't think it's going to work.
Oh, oh my word. Anyway, let's look at the coronavirus numbers. You know, yeah. I've tried not to pay too much attention to them. And I looked at the TV this morning and my eyes just went large. Anyway, let's
focus on South Africa. The country has had the highest record of infections in one day, 3,267 new confirmed cases in a 24-hour period. I think that is something to take note of. And so that leads us to having 40,000, just over 40,000 confirmed cases in South Africa, 26,300 of those in the Western Cape, 56 more deaths nationally, 54 of those in the Western Cape, bringing the national total of deaths to 848 in South Africa, 78% of all those deaths nationwide in the Western Cape. But just to say nationally, recoveries do remain at over 52%, a total of over 21,000 people.
How do you change your everyday behavior as a result of this, Barbara? Is there certain things you stay away from?
I feel because I've been working from home from the start, I try and stay as safe as possible. I mean, especially, my partner goes to work and he tries to stay safe. I mean, he is in a slightly higher risk age bracket. And I just feel we need to be careful. So I do go to the supermarkets, which I must say in our area gets closed almost every week, or it was at one stage.
Yeah.
And I wear a mask all the time outside and I sanitize and I wash my hands. I don't know what else one can do.
And just for some perspective, I think it was March the 11th.
Mm.
March the 11th this year, I remember having Alan Windey on air. He was just walking out of a cabinet meeting and he said, no, he'll talk to us. And he confirmed the very first case.
It's amazing.
That was the very first case. Now look at it.
Tina, I just want you to say there is a graph, now that you're mentioning this, there's a graph, it's called public.flourish.studio/visualization, and then it's got a number. I can actually send it through to you, and it's got a moving target of the global deaths by type since sort of January till now. And it actually shows for all those people that say, oh, but so many people die of this, so many people die of that, it actually shows COVID starting from around February on this chart at the bottom, and then it just goes up the chain like a wildfire. It overtakes poisonings, fire, hepatitis, conflict, drugs, alcohol, influenza, meningitis, drownings. And watching this it's worth watching. I'm going to send it to you.
Please do.
Yes, and I just want you to see it, and I think it gives you a bit of a shock and a bit of perspective for those people that say it's just flu, and in fact, wow, speed with which it's moving in this chart is something to behold.
Barbara, thank you so much for that. Barbara Friedman there with you, our online guru, just talking to you about the trending stories and the latest numbers. The 3,000 cases in one day. I mean, that gives us a bit of perspective, right? How have you changed your ways, just daily habits? How are you going to change things, and are you going to keep what you've changed moving into the future, even if we find the vaccine for COVID? Be very interested to hear what you'd like to talk about today. The numbers to dial, 021-446-0567, and WhatsApp 072-567-1567.